From 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this. When he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And those who have this hope purify themselves, just as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. Who am I? How do I define myself? How do I introduce myself? What's my identity? These questions of identity are some of the biggest questions that we face in our life. And of course, we defined ourselves in all kinds of ways. By our family, by jobs, by where we live, by where we're from, by what we like, by who we're friends with. The list can go on and on. And how we answer this question is important because it affects many aspects of our lives, from how we view ourselves, to how others view us, to who we spend our time with, to how we behave, to even how we are received in the world. This scripture we've been reading tonight from 1 John is all about how we identify ourselves as Christians and what that identity does to how we act in the world. And so for John, the most important part of our identity is not where we live or what our job is or what family we belong to. The most important part of our identity is this. We are God's children. We are children of God right now. And our identity as God's children, it comes not from what we know or what we have earned. Being claimed as a child of God isn't dependent on us passing a Bible test or acing an interview or being able to afford it or doing anything. Our identity as children of God completely comes from God. Now, this is difficult for both the first century Christians reading this letter for the first time and for us today. John even says that the world will have trouble recognizing God's children because they don't know God. Why is that this case? Well, I think it's because we aren't used to identity that's freely available to all. Much of our identity in life is earned. We earn jobs, we earn roles in our community, we earn our grade level as children. Much of our identity is dependent on our talent. You can't identify as a singer if you're tone deaf. Even our families, which might be the identity closest to being unearned, is not something that are always open to everybody. You might think a certain family is really cool and you want to be a part of that family, but it doesn't make you a member of that family. But none of that is the case with our status as children of God. There's nothing we can do to earn it. We don't need to be born into a certain family. We don't have to have certain talents. The good news of our scripture is that we are children of God. No matter what we do, no matter where we go, no matter how we feel, no matter how much we might doubt it, we're all God's children. That's who we are at our core. This isn't John writing a letter and trying to make you feel good about yourself. We're actually children of God because God loves us so much. But how do we know for sure that we're God's children? After all, we all might have times when we don't really feel like children of God. How do we know that we can define ourselves as children of God? Well, when I think about my own life and times that I have known I am God's child, I'm drawn to times when, even in the midst of struggle and fear, I've had a deep sense of knowing that God was still with me and loved me. I'm drawn to times of great joy and happiness that come with a feeling of gratitude and praise to a God who's provided and blessed me. And I'm drawn to times with other children of God, time spent in a community of God's children, where I know that I have been welcomed and cared for and loved, not because of who I am or what I can do, but purely because I was a fellow child of God. Times when I've heard other stories about how they knew they were children of God. That's how I know I'm a child of God. And so when you're struggling to remember your status as God's children, I encourage you to call to mind those times. And also, as a community of God's children, we love and support and care for others, so that in the midst of others, children, in the midst of other children of God, we might all know that we belong to God. So then, as a group of God's children gathered here today, let me proclaim again this good news. Your most important identity, your true self, is not about how great you are or what you do or what you earn or who you belong to. Your most important identity is child of God. No matter what, you are a dearly loved child of God. And our status of children of God affects everything about us, including our behavior. Let's look at this. John writes, "What we will be has not yet been revealed. But we do know is this. When he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope purify themselves, just as he is pure." In other words, now we're God's children. But eventually, Jesus is going to be completely revealed to us. And when that happens, we will be changed to be like him. So Jesus will return at some point in the future. And when that happens, that pesky part of us that encourages us to sin and do wrong will be no more, and will live forever in union with God. That sounds like a great deal for the future, right? But since John is a letter about living our faith right now, he's not going to be content to just give us this future promise. Instead, he writes that those who have this hope purify themselves as Christ is pure right now. So what is it, this hope that we have? Well, it's twofold. It's a hope for this future promise of living with Christ. But more importantly, I think it's the hope found in being God's children in the here and now. Because as children of God, we have hope in something that's real right now. Sometimes we make the mistake when we talk about hope that hope becomes something that's only far away, something that we can't really grasp onto now. But what John is saying is that right now you are a child of God, and that's what gives you hope to live a pure life now. As a child of God, you are already experiencing the hope of God and the presence of God, the love of God, the community of God. And so as people who are experiencing hope now, as people who are children of God now, we're called to live holy lives now. I watched a documentary once called Andrew Jenks' Room 335. It was about a 19-year-old kid named Andrew Jenks who goes and lives in a senior living apartment community in Florida for a month with his two friends who film his experience. Initially, I was drawn to this film because as a pastor, I too spend a lot of time in senior living places, and I thought it'd be fun to watch a younger person experience life there. But what made me stay watching the movie were the relationships that Andrew and his friends formed with the residents. Because what made these relationships beautiful was, for the first time in a long time, the people there weren't being treated just as seniors or older folks or sick, but as beloved people. Because these residents and Andrew and his friends were being cared for as children of God. And you saw as the documentary continued and the time for their 1 month stay to leave was drawing near, the deep value of what was happening. Towards the end of the movie, Andrew took one of the residents to visit two other residents who were in the hospital. They first to go see Tammy, who had had a procedure but was expected to make a full recovery. While there, Tammy says this, which pretty much sums up the whole point of the movie. She says, "You know, we're put here on this earth for a reason, to make other people feel good and loved. It doesn't take much. Just say something kind to them. Instead of looking for defects, instead of looking for something wrong, look for something nice." In the end, that's what Andrew Jenks learned in his month living there, looking at people for the value they bring, for their goodness as children of God. That's pure living as children of God. And that's how we too are called to live as God's children. This is the type of faith we can live every day, the type of living that is pure and values others as God's children, just as you are a child of God. Not some faraway hope, but real, present, active hope. And because we have that hope, we have been claimed by God. We live pure lives, lives that value others as children of God too. Lives that show others that they are children of God, just like we are.